But faith never gives up. And in this moment, I didn't know what to do. I ran away from home and I just ran to church that I can just cry out my heart to the Lord. And in this moment, because I was the first one, I would just want to encourage my sisters what to do in this situation. And the Lord gave me actually Ephesians 6:12. He said, we don't fight against blood and flesh, but we fight against the spiritual realm. And my family is not my enemy. Enemy is devil. And the Lord told me, this kind will be cast out by prayer and fasting. And I love feasting, but I love Jesus more than food. And because of that, I just started fasting. I never fasted before more than 3 days. I mean, I like food, but he told me to fast 7 days. I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to make it. But when he tells you, it's always his grace is sufficient. And it was such a breakthrough, really. He tenderized my heart, and I clearly could hear his amazing voice. And it was so much breakthrough, dreams and visions. And I was continuing praying for my family and declaring God's truth, replacing all the lies of the enemy with his truth and declaring his promises that me and my household will serve the Lord in Acts 16:31, declaring that me and my household be saved and we will serve the Lord. And like Joshua 24:15, we will continue just... I was standing in God's promises, basically, and believing and already thanking God for his, that he's not a liar. He will really complete his word, and he's faithful to actually come through all, fulfill all his promises. What happened, after that, the Lord continued, was just bringing me to the season of fasting. It was like different fasting, 10, 21, 40 days. But his grace was so sufficient that he drew me closer to him in such a time of worship and prayer and in the word. I was just so consumed in his presence. And it brought such a breakthrough because the Lord told me don't walk in the hatred, but opposite spirit of love, and love my family and forgive them and not walk in bitterness. And I forgave them and I just loved on them, and they were melted and they couldn't handle it. And the Lord just really is so faithful to his promises that most of my family came to the Lord. And 5 my sister, 1 my brother, my mom and dad. Praise the Lamb. Praise Jesus. And actually, my dad. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. My dad, actually, he's mighty to save. Jesus is alive. And he's really a great savior. And what happened, actually, my dad was a hardcore because he was an elder in the mosque. And men, they're really tough in Islam, but no one too hard for God's hand. And what happened, my dad actually had a car accident and he was dying. And doctor said he won't make it till the morning. And I arrived at the hospital first. And he actually humbly asked me to pray for him. And in Jesus' name. And it was showing that he believes in Jesus. And it was so humbling. And I prayed for him all night. And I said, Lord, you're merciful. Just spare his life. And he did. And then doctors announced that he will be paralyzed. And he asked us to pray for his healing. And we lay hands and pray for his healing. And Jesus healed him. And he's a healer. Thank you, Jesus. And what happened? Doctors were amazed, and my father and all the surrounding people were amazed. What happened? They asked us to pray for him. We had a ministry in the hospital praying for sick. But anyways, the Lord did another thing, serving others and healing others. And my dad, though, he stopped practicing Islam, stopped going to the mosque. And last year, after 17 years of prayers, I led him to the Lord. And finally, he confessed Jesus his Lord and Savior. And he says, Jesus is my best friend. And he talks to him and he loves him. And thank you, Jesus, he's alive. And I'm still praying for my 2 brothers. They're not yet saved, but the Lord is mighty to save them.